This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match because today one of them will have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. So players, you all set?
Yep.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Oh, nice audience. Welcome. Nice to have you here. You guys left the old MC in the dust there. Let's meet our contestants right now. Your name is?
Steve Isaacs.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I used to attend Kennedy Junior High, and now I'm going to attend Monta Vista, and I collect Disney memorabilia, and that's just about anything that has to do with Disney.
What is your most prized possession?
Well, probably a big book I got that has a clip of film and some autographs in it.
Wonderful. Okay, we wish you good luck, Steve. And your name is?
Robbie Navori.
How you doing, Robbie?
Fine.
All right, what about you?
Well, I'm 11 years old. I'm going into the sixth grade at Hercules Elementary School.
You getting all A's?
Huh?
Okay, Robbie. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. One of my favorites, it's Sinistar. So, Steve and Robbie, shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. And while they're getting set, we'll ask Kevin to describe what he has in store for us today. What are the five games, Kev?
We have a fine lineup of games today, starting with Wacko, a zany world on tilt. Then it's on to Mappy, a cat and mouse chase for loot. Next one is Journey, a rockin' race against groupies. Then it's Moon Patrol, an exciting drive on the moon. And finally, Graplop, a game of plucking grapes. Jeff?
Okay, Kev, thanks. Sounds like we're going to have a lot of fun today. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. So Kevin is going to whisper now to the home audience, tell them what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Moon Patrol.
Okay, they should all know by now. I'm going to ask you guys a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game we're going to play. You all set? Hands on buzzers. In the game Star Trek, who greets the player by saying, "Welcome aboard, Captain"? A? Oh, yes, Steve.
Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock is right. You didn't even need the choices. Good for you. Gives you the advantage, Steve. You get to pick the first game. Which of the five games should we start with?
I'll take Mappy.
Mappy. Mappy it is. Kevin, how do you play Mappy?
This game is full of cat burglars. Real cats, that is. There's only one Mappy, a mouse, of course, to save the valuables. He runs around on his little legs, collecting the goodies, bouncing to higher levels, bopping the cats by opening and closing doors in their faces, some of the doors releasing waves to bop them. He's just a little guy, that is, a little mouse, but Mappy does a mighty job.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Steve, you picked Mappy. Why'd you pick Mappy?
Well, I like cute games, and I'm all right at it, you know.
All right, well, I have maybe a little hint that could help you a little bit. Marie, who is a contestant coordinator with us, has written a little song about Mappy, and I'll sing it for you. See, that can give you some aid. Mappy is a little mouse in a house. He jumps about. The kitties chase him all about. The suit he wears is blue. Does that help you?
No.
No?
No.
It doesn't help you at all?
Not much.
Well, maybe to help you to tell you that you got to pick up all the prizes, the TVs and microwaves and stuff on the first level before you can jump on the trampoline to get up to the top level. Jump on the trampoline, the green one, three times in a row. It'll turn red and you is going to crash. You ready to go?
Yep.
You have 50 seconds. Good luck. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. All right. Goop at the door. Way to go. Whoa. Oh, you know this game. 30 seconds. Got it. All right. first place, Steve.
Oh, I thought I did okay.
Did you think you could do better than that?
Not really.
Oh, I didn't know. See, so you didn't quite quarter or anything. Go on back to Robbie. Come on down. Hey, Robbie. You all set to play Mappy?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear me sing the song again?
No, thank you.
Okay. You'll have 50 seconds. Good luck to you. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Oh, doing fine. Look out, look out. Oh, I got you. I have another one coming up here. 30 seconds. Here we go. Congratulations, Robbie. Nice play. All right, Rob, you stay right here. We're going to be back in a moment to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. So you stay too. We'll be right back.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Sinistar. It lives and it hungers, tended only by its workers and protected by its warriors. Sinistar, an ominous conflict in space, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now more Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. And one of you guys is going to get a shot at Sinistar. So let's check the score, see how we're doing so far. Robbie, you have a score so far of 3,900. Steve, you have 3,720. Boy, what a close game. Robbie, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name, the game, board. Really important, I guess, as to who answers this question correctly, because you'll get to choose the next game. Okay, here's the question, hands on buzzers. In the game Space Odyssey, what is the name of the city you fly over? A, Alpha 1, or B, Clavia City? Nobody wants to answer that one, huh? In the game Space Odyssey, what is the name of the city you fly over? A, Alpha 1, or B, Clavia City? Robbie.
Alpha 1.
No, you took a chance, and I appreciate that, but no, that's not right. It's Clavia City. And Steve, that means you get a chance to choose the game, and you're a little bit behind. Better choose one you're good at.
I'll take Wacko.
Wacko. Okay, that's a wacky game, and our resident Wacko will tell us how to play it, Kev.
Yes, the game is Wacko, and you are Captain Cruiser, flying low in your saucer, taking on all kinds of strange creatures. Zap them in pairs, and they disappear. Zap only one, and you create mutants that have to be changed back before they can be zapped out. Big creatures become little creatures, and little creatures can't be zapped until all the big ones are gone. It's you and your little cruiser in a world gone wacko.
Sounds like you're talking about the condominium I live in. Okay, Steve, the only thing to do is make sure your cruiser doesn't get touched by any of the creatures, because then you're dead and you only have three cruisers to go, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. You'll have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. All right, just one pair down. Good. Game's going to get a little tougher now. Yeah, good. 30 seconds to go. Is that another one? Good, you got him. Now let's see what happens. Watch out for mutants. All right, doing fine. 15 seconds. Here comes another bunch. Here comes a speed bonus. Get some points if you can. Points. All right, Steve, that's really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're a good player. Head on back and see if Robbie can keep up with that. Okay, Robbie, you know the game is Wacko. Have you played this much?
No.
Well, that's too bad because you are in the lead. He got 6,000 points, and you got to at least stay up to that to keep the lead. So we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds to play the game. Ready? Get set. Play. Doing all right so far. Got to hit him in a row. That's it. Another group coming up. Don't let him touch you. There he is down there. All right. Good. 2,130 seconds. Look out. There he is. Good. 15 seconds. Oh, speed bonus coming up. Head on back. We're going to total up the scores and find out who's going to get to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Mappy and Wacko, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So we'll total up the scores from both games, and we'll see who gets to play that name of the game board. Robbie, you have a total of 10,300. Steve, you have 9,720. Robbie, you are it. Come on down here. You play the name of the game board. All right, turn around right here. That's just fine. I don't want you to see behind the board until we're ready. What we have behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a marvelous prize. All right, you ready to go? Turn around, please. Look in the upper left-hand corner. That'll be the first screen. Is that Scrub-a-Dub or Bubbles?
Bubbles.
Bubbles is right. Good. Next one. Is that Joust or Dueling Knights?
Joust.
Joust is right. Good for you. Number three, Pioneer Balloon or Pioneering?
Pioneer Balloon.
You've got three so far. Here comes number four. Is this Ice Block or Pingo?
Pingo.
Pingo is right. Good for you, Robbie. Would you like to know what you've won?
Yes.
Ask Kevin.
Kevin, what did I win?
Robbie, you have won a Spectre Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM, 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick.
Thanks, Kevin. That's pretty good. Rob, we're going to be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade, and we'll see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game. Will it be Robbie or Steve?
Here's the latest news from the Starcade Hotline. Computer technology has managed to bring together the sophisticated music of Bach and the excitement of video games. The combination is a space game called Gyrus. Bach's music has been programmed into the computer chip for Gyrus. As the player travels through space, Bach is with him, urging him on, changing in intensity to match the action. It's quite a combination. And now back to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much. Well, Robbie and Steve, here we are at round two, and this is the big challenge. Only one game left to play, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that Sinistar video arcade game. So if you're ready, here's your last and maybe most important question. Hands on buzzers. The year is 2084. The game is Robotron, and your mission is to save Mommy, Daddy, and A, Mikey, or B, Johnny. Robbie.
Mikey.
Mikey is right. Well, it's going to be interesting. Steve picked the game twice, and you beat him at it. Let's see what happens when you pick the game. Robbie, what are we going to play?
Moon Patrol.
And listen to that sound. That's the mystery game. Robbie picked the mystery game. Automatically, you're going to win something. Robbie, listen to Kevin.
It's Tryon's Tabletop Electronic Air Cleaner, a handsome portable that removes tobacco and cooking smoke, dust, and pollen. Let us clean the air for you. Tryon.
All right, Robbie, you're just cleaning up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Having a good time?
Yes.
All right, you picked the game Moon Patrol. So let's ask Kevin, how do you play Moon Patrol?
Your mission in Moon Patrol is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over the craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs, by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals in better than average time. Set for your drive on the moon.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, Robbie, you picked Moon Patrol. You'll have 40 seconds to play at this time. Only thing I can tell you about this, and Steve, you might want to listen to this, is just keep going as fast as you can and just keep firing.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you. 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Jump over the holes when they appear. That's it, all right. Good. Doing fine. Good. Watch out for the craters. Okay, Rob, not bad. How do you feel about it?
Pretty good.
Okie doke. You head on back, and Steve, come on down. Now, Steve, this is what the problem is. You're behind, right?
Yep.
You got to get some points, and maybe you have to take some chances. The faster you make that thing go, the more points you can score.
All right.
All right, we wish you good luck. There's 40 seconds, and at stake is a chance to go for your own video arcade game. So here we go. Turn around. Get ready. Get set. Play. All right, here we go. Jump. Okay, 20 seconds. Oh, gotcha. Too bad. Looking up. Oh, gotcha again. Need to go a little faster. We're going to total up all the scores, and let's find out how well we did. Robbie, you have a grand total of 11,800. Steve, you have 10,870. A close game, but you got it, Robbie, by 1,000 points. Steve, it was a tough match. I got to say goodbye to you. Have a good time?
Oh, I had a great time.
Good. We have some nice gifts for you, too. And thanks for being here on Star K with us. And you, Robbie, you are today's winner. You've won a bunch of stuff here on the show. You want to shake hands with them? I don't blame you. That's really a nice gesture. Thanks a lot. You've won a lot of things here on the show, and you've won something else because you're the big prize winner. Kevin.
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
Not only that, Robbie, you've won the right to play for our grand prize, your own video arcade game, and we'll do that right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive three brand new games for the Commodore 64 by Tronix, Juice, Suicide Strike, and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix. And Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, five-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, Robbie, you've done really well today. You got the mystery game, you got the name of the game prize, you got the prize for winning everything here today. Now comes the big challenge, and that's a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One is Journey, the other one's Griplop. During the commercial break, we informed you, Robbie, that if you picked Journey, you'd have to score at least 1,614 points. If you picked Griplop, you'd have to score at least 1,098 points. Those are the average scores, by the way, of more than 20 other players who played those same games. Now, I understand you reached your decision and you picked Journey, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, Journey it is. That means if you score 1,614 points or more in 30 seconds, you win a terrific game, Sinistar. So while Kevin tells us about Journey, let's go over and you and I will get ready to play, okay? Here we go.
This is one of the stranger games we've had on Starcade. It seems that wild alien groupies have seized the rock group Journey's electro-supercharged instruments. Now they must trek through hazardous obstacles in quest of each instrument and then battle their way back to the Scarab vehicle. When all five instruments are recovered, Journey plays a concert while Herbie guards the stage from the groupies. It's Journey, a rockin' game.
Well, that's it, Robbie. Score 1,614 points or more in 30 seconds, and you're going to take Sinistar home with you. Now, you have to choose which screen you want to go to.
Yeah.
You got one picked out?
Yes.
Which one is it? What instrument are you trying to go for?
Oh, I don't remember.
Don't remember. You just know where it is, huh?
Yeah.
We will wish you good luck then. You have 30 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Need to meet or beat 1,614. Here he goes. All right, going for the piano. Oh, got you right away. No, I can't believe it. Go quick now. Okay, let's get some points. About as much bad luck as I've ever seen anybody hit in 30 seconds.
Oh.
I know. Too bad, but you're a great player. You won a lot of stuff here on Starcade. Nice to have known you. Congratulations to you. That's it for Starcade. We'll see you in the next show. This is Jeff Edwards hoping all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.